Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I dug something up that's going to make us all feel better about the Browns game. I think. Maybe. Maybe not. I live in my fears constantly. So in 2017, the Browns went winless with Hugh Jackson as head coach. They scored 14.6 points per game. Again, didn't win a game all season. The Browns this year, 14.6 per game. They actually averaged more yards per game when they went winless. They averaged more points per play. They were around the same in third down conversions. They averaged more touchdowns per game in 2017, and they averaged more yards per play in 2017. This is not a good Browns offense. Now, we've only seen Dylan Gabriel for one game, and I thought it looked better. Joe Flacco had thrown six interceptions with the Browns. Like, he was not playing well, and they weren't helping him. They weren't protecting him. But the Browns were a little bit better last week, but this does not mean it's a good offense.
Well, they have a better running game now that they have Judkins.
Yeah, that too.
And that was very clear and evident last week.
Look what you do. You stop doing this.
And we can't compare, you know, different eras, I guess. You can't, because that was Hugh Jackson. Like, totally different offense, totally different scheme, totally different coach, totally different quarterbacks.
I'm just saying it was bad, and it's been arguably worse. Like, that is a historically bad football team, and your offense is not outperforming it. Like, that is no good. I'm just underscoring how bad the offense has been. And you're trying to drag me back down to picking the Browns.
Well, they didn't have a run game until Judkins got, you know, cleared or whatever.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a football player. We knew that watching him last year at Ohio State.
He was a guy you wanted the Steelers to take.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Very good football player, and that just changes everything. I mean, I'll pull it up, but like...
Don't pull it up.
What did he do last game?
Don't pull it up. Against the Vikes?
Yeah.
He rushed for 110 yards on 23 carries.
And how many of that was receiving?
That was just rushing. He had one catch for 18 yards, but it was a big play in the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're getting the best possible version of the Browns, I think, in this game. Stop it! I'm not doing it.
How many times did they target the tight ends in that game? I mean, I know Njoku had a touchdown.
Njoku was great.
Yeah, I mean, he was absolutely he was balling. And then Fannin, too, the other tight end, the rookies, like, their young players are playing very well.
Mm-hmm. They had 10 catches for 90 yards.
Yeah.
So a little death by 1,000 cuts, but David Njoku had a dirty touchdown. That guy's a stud. That was a great throw by Dylan Gabriel, too. Mm-hmm. Stop it! I'm supposed to be asking people if they're scared of Joe Flacco, and now here we are afraid of Dylan Gabriel.
You have to take advantage of their offensive line.
Yes.
That is probably their weak point, and you need to get after Dylan Gabriel. And to do that, I think Nick Herbig needs to be on the field a lot. And if he's not starting at the rush end spot, he needs to be moving around, and then you put Alex Highsmith there. Like, you need to confuse Dylan Gabriel, which I think that the Minnesota Vikings attempted to do. They obviously did enough to win the football game, but
right,
you need to take that to the next step.
And he did it, and by he I mean Flores, with more dropping guys into coverage.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers should go the other way on that.
Exactly.
I think you heat this young man up. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about Alex Highsmith coming back and how much he'll play? We'll get to that coming up in about 10 minutes, and we'll run Mike Tomlin through the lie detector test. I'm starting to come around on them losing one of these two.
I'm not there yet. I'm just kind of going through.
You're devil's advocating me.
Yeah. Like, I'm not there yet. I still think that they're going to win these games. I think they're the better football team, clearly. But we've seen this happen before.
Oh, yeah.
And to try to figure out how they are going to lose, this is the kind of the process of Dillon Gabriel going on the road to Pittsburgh for the first time, being the starter, and you have a couple young players around him that can help him. And it looked like they were onto something last week whenever they played in London.
And they had a touchdown, long one called back because of a hold where Judkins, bang, looked like he was shot out of a cannon.
Whenever you have a good defense, that just, I mean, it kind of alleviates a lot of things.
The Ravens stink, and they have been uncompetitive. It looked like they totally gave up against the Houston Texans. Cincinnati showed some fight late, but they're getting their butts whooped. The Browns are bad but competitive because of squirrely. That defense. They're squirrely. I saw that Donnie called them zesty, which I don't think means what he thought that it meant on the Twitter.com.
Nope.
We're not going to get into that.
Nope.
Texter, I love Crowley's off mic yelling. Hello! I was probably a little too on mic. My apologies.
Callis, do you think the Browns are going to win?
No. No, I think that we should have some steadfast faith here. I get it, you know.
I'm not sure which one they're going to lose, but I feel like they're going to lose one of these two.
Joe Flacco worries me more with the Bengals than I'm worried about the Browns. I mean, the Browns have this thing where they start, and when they have seasons where they struggle early on, they kind of just bury themselves. So I think they're already pretty much out of it. The Bengals still have something to play for. They've got a better record, and now they're going to have a new quarterback, which should give them a little bit of life. So.
It is true. That's a good point. I keep forgetting about the Bengals' record. What are they, 2-2?
2-3.
2-3?
Which has them firmly in the division race.
Yeah, it's not like that they're...
They only have one fewer win than the Steelers do, and there's going to be a confidence boost there. I think the Ravens, we'll get into this later, I think the Ravens are going for something similar by trading Owe. Like, kind of, for lack of a better way, I'm not going to put it the way I was going to put it, but you're kind of, it's like firing a guy, like you're a new boss at the Burger King and you fire someone on the first day just to send a message. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what they're doing defensively, the Ravens. I mean, trade a guy who had 10 sacks last year.
Right.
I think they're trying to, all right, let's do something here to shake it up. And I think Cincinnati's going to get a little bit of that too, because you've lost three straight. It's been ugly. You've been outscored by a million. And now with Flacco coming in, you go, okay, wait a second. Maybe we do have a shot here. Whether it's real or not, tangible or not, we'll see. But I think that it's a new, clean slate. I think that is a good point, Harry.
I also have, I think, another point that's good. I think that you being pessimistic will actually help the Steelers in this case, because when you're overconfident, you know, like, remember when you took care of business, wore the suits last year, and then they lost, I think, to the Browns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they did.
I'm actually glad you're jumping off. It'll, you know, maybe it's a little good stigma.
I'm real interested to see how they play against the Packers. I mean, that's at 4:25. That's right after the Steeler game. So that is, I'm not going to say appointment viewing, but I'm very, very interested to see what it looks like with Joe Flacco.
14-point dog. And I think Flacco's going to play. He's going to get one day of practice.
Yeah, I think that they're going to roll him in there. I don't think it's not going to take much for him to pick up what they're putting down.
Nah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's been around. We've sort of put the cart before the horse, like collectively as a fan base. Oh, the Steelers will be 5-1. The Ravens will be 1-5. I do believe the Ravens will be 1-5, but I'm starting to doubt the 5-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.